Good morning, everybody. This is the Communication and Technology Committee meeting. It's April 3rd, 2025, and it's 9 a.m. Linda Butler is here, Andy Lee, Eric Houston, Mimi Morris, and Amelia Wilder is here. And Amelia, this is a call to order. Any comments from the public?
No.
Who's Mimi Rogers? Okay, so the second discussion item is the update on the website and social media. Amelia, you want to take that?
Glad that Andy's here today. Maybe he can help us understand some of these questions. 10,000, see, there's so many things that, like, how do we have 10,000 users last month and 1,000 the month before? I just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 in the United States. Did I really get on here 10,000 times last month? Right? Mm-hmm. Because I swear I'm like the number one user.
Uh-huh.
Because all my clicks count, too. United States was number one. China, a couple friends from India, Canada, UK, and Ireland. Number one page was, right, and then here's
Why don't we talk about this a little bit, if that's okay,
yeah.
To see if Andy has any answers for that?
Sure. Looking at the,
on this report.
Do you have this, Andy? Do you have the agenda and the attachments?
I thought I did.
I can give you mine if you don't.
You know what? I'll pull it up right here.
Okay.
I've got it, Eric. The numbers that you see on those are hits. Anything that hits any of our pages,
It's
going to register like that. Those aren't necessarily individual users. Those could be anything, including things like bots. So in other words, people trying to hack,
mm-hmm.
anything at all from all over the world. That stuff, most times, is automated. It's scripted things, hence the term bot.
Right.
Anytime one of those hits us, that's going to count.
Right.
So could be a lot of things. It could be that we're suddenly seeing an uptick in attacks. It could just be a big uptick in the amount of web traffic. When there's incidents that kind of happen worldwide,
mm-hmm.
you can see a lot of additional traffic, but most of it bogus, hitting your website from these things that are occurring. So I would say those numbers, Amelia, came out of Google Analytics. Yeah. We can put some filters. We can dive further into that and put some filters on Google Analytics.
Okay.
And hopefully be able to filter out some of that extraneous garbage.
Stuff, yeah, because, well, I mean, I know it's got to be because it's 10 times more than it was last month.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't make sense.
Right.
And then when you go down here to page 3 of 8, you'll see that we only have 1,600 people who even looked at the main page. And then from there, they were looking at the board of directors meeting. That's probably me. Of course, Deer Creek Crossing Improvements Committee. More looking at board of directors, communications, and so the committee meetings are the important. Which, again, I don't think I looked at it 400 times, but I go on there. It's my biggest tool. Boardman. We think that that's like a server plant or something.
We've talked about that before, right?
Yeah, the active users by city.
Mm-hmm.
Page 4, Andy?
Yes.
Do you have comments on that?
Okay.
So this, right, so as Eric's pointed out, server, a server farm for Google, you know, where services that we're running, Microsoft Azure, Google services, all those things, we're tied in with our the service provider that is run, that we contract for software through. That software that runs on every machine filters what people are doing through their own host servers. So we're going to see traffic for things like that. So all those can basically show as hits on sites because that software runs on every PC we have.
So if we can just make a note of that and then we don't have to worry about it going forward, that this is probably Google server information.
Yeah, that's what
worry about. It's
Amazon server. Okay.
Okay. That was me too on Amazon.
Okay. Rancho Murrieta, San Jose, Sacramento, Columbus. Is there a Columbus in California? Or is it Ohio?
I thought it was in Ohio.
Yeah. Los Angeles and San Antonio, Texas.
Is Facebook. We had more views, about 1,000 more views in the last 28 days. A big spike here from March 25th to the 30th, and then it died back down. March 25th.
Was after the meeting. I'm happy to see that, actually, that people are hitting that Facebook page more frequently. We can talk.
Eddie, maybe you and I can dive down into this and see what page they're looking at.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we can put a watch on things we in particular that we care about.
Okay.
And
yeah.
We'll look into doing that.
Yeah, because I'm sure we'd love to know what's hitting people and what people are looking at.
Yeah. Okay. Is that it for you, Mimi?
Mr. Richard Gears would like to speak about this item.
Yeah, those numbers are pretty consistent every month, and Amazon Cloud Services has a, their service in Boardman, and I think it's pretty clear what's going on there. Somebody, for some reason or other, is scraping the CSD website. They have a program that accesses every single database record on there. And what those programs do, normally if I sit down at a computer, access the website, access 10 pages, that's one user accessing 10 pages. So that won't be 10 users. But with these programs, is like Andy said, it's a bot. Every record that they access, it looks like a different user. So it's actually one program. It's not somebody sitting down, but a program accessing probably, there's about 2,000 records on the website. It's going through 2,000 records, and it looks like 2,000 users. But it's just one program. And they may do it multiple times. Like this month, I think it was 10,000. They ran the program five times, or five different people ran it. But there's nothing evil intent about that. That's what people do.
What
they make
do,
a copy of it, or Google may be scraping it just for indexing purposes. But one of the problems is it really screws up your statistics. You want to see who's looking at what records and what.
Right.
And these 10,000 totally screw it up. And my understanding is one way or another you can filter those out on the reports. I don't know if it's on the front end or the back end, but it could possibly that you ignore Boardman and you don't accumulate the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
But the better way is on the other end, when you're making the report, ignore Boardman. I think just simply ignoring Boardman and you'll get a lot better statistics.
Okay.
You'll be able to see who is accessing what records, the people that you care about, the people in Rancho Murrieta.
So can you take them out?
I think my concern is Google Analytics was set up for us by that IT vendor. They put it in, they turned it on.
No, Google Analytics was set up by Mark Martin, the general manager when I started here in 2019.
Well, I suspect it hasn't been updated or reconfigured. or anything, and it probably does not have the correct settings for the condition of the website as it is now. So I feel like that's something that we could go through, make whatever adjustments are necessary, and probably clean up a lot of that extraneous garbage information.
Yeah. So can I call it cleaning up Boardman? Cleaning up
website.
I would say
website analytics.
I would say retuning Google analytics.
Yeah. Okay.
I suspect you can do it both ways. Get the report as you're getting it now, and get a second report screening out Boardman. And that would be, you'd get useful statistics, the way it is right now.
It's
yeah. You can't tell what people are really interested in.
Okay. Right, which is the point of having it reported in this meeting, is to find out
exactly
what's working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, that's
thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Anybody else comments on that?
No.
Okay. Let's move down to number three, the pipeline, and underneath that we have a new column in A and B, conservation. I had heard some good news recently, compliments to the district and a couple of resolutions to issues that we've been dealing with, and so I'm thinking that it would be nice to make sure that that good news gets reported to people, and so that was my suggestion, that we have a little column or a little space in the pipeline and on the website, etc., and Facebook, and just report what the good news is. And my first two were from Mark in security, the good news about the patrol and how they handled a resident. And then the second one is Lost Lake and the resolution to that. So if we can get that in the next pipeline.
I had it in last time.
Okay.
The one that's going out should have arrived.
And so what we need to keep this moving or going is we need people to tell us good news. So anytime if you have good news in your department or you hear good news or nice compliments, please let us know, Amelia and I, so that we can make this a good experience for everybody. Okay? Thanks. And B was conservation. This is something that we talked about many times, and Amelia's done a great job of continuing to emphasize that in the pipeline and on the website in the community. If there's anything we can do to keep getting that information out to people, if there's anything new or anything that we can come up with to make that an awareness, I guess, would be the thing that I'm looking for, a continuing awareness. Are you having any problems finding stuff to write about, Amelia,
yeah,
or to put in there?
There's a ton of information.
Okay.
I had a great article that I put together about landscaping and fire-safe landscaping and making
great.
Sure, right, because now mm-hmm. we're out thinking about our yards, making sure we have enough clearance from our homes, and then there are plants that are fire retardant is the word, but the less likely,
right.
And they're also drought conservative plants, so I have a whole list of those in there that are native California plants, just those big ideas, and repeating them so that top of mind,
mm-hmm,
people
mm-hmm,
are remembering
mm-hmm.
When they go out or when they're planning to do these things, and then
right.
lots of reference materials so that they can go and find them on themselves. There's a lot of great information.
Okay, good. Is there anything else that you think we need or we could fix or change or whatever? I don't want to get into a whole discussion about how to use the pipeline and some of our other things. I do have one other little comments to make or a couple comments to make, but can you think of anything that right now?
Are you talking about other vehicles? Other vehicles for getting the word out about conservation?
Well, yeah, sure.
Because I think that the pipeline is a once-a-month communication, but I think focusing on the website as a permanent repository of information with ideas, and I think we've got Eric working on the Water 101,
mm-hmm.
and conservation, I think, falls squarely under the concept of education and news and Water 101.
Right.
and then having kind of a holistic, comprehensive approach to all the conservation possibilities, having it there from, you know, xeriscaping and the water resistant, the minimal water usage plants, and there's websites. UC Davis has a very extensive website of potential landscaping plants that are, you know, native or low water usage. So having all those resources permanently in place in one spot on the website so people can just go there, and then maybe utilizing the pipeline as like a spotlight for new information or changes, different things like that, I think could be most effective at educating and helping people to understand conservation more fully.
Great. Okay, I like that. That sounds good. I just had a thought. I joined the garden club not too long ago, not because I know anything about gardening, but because I was hoping to learn something about gardening. And they know lots, and they have all kinds of great speakers and information, et cetera. So I'm going to think about it a little bit, but let's see if we can figure out a way that we can help get them to help us, or we can help them, you know, sort of bring information to people.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great inclusion under even the Water 101, because one of the ways of diminishing the amount of water that plants need is by mulching and composting. And so especially with the transition from organic waste, inclusion in your pickup, you could have on lot composting, or we can pursue other ways. I know we had some leftover mulch that was made available to the garden club about a year ago.
Right. So their meeting is at the last Tuesday of the month, and I will contact the president and talk to her about how we can work together and incorporate some information. Okay?
That'd be great.
Okay. All right. The last thing on the agenda item is there's directors and staff comments, but the discussion item is discussion of projects reports. And just for a little background, a long time ago, and if you've already heard all this, I can stop talking. But a long time ago, we tried to come up with a way of keeping on top of the projects that were going on, not the day-to-day stuff, but the projects. And it fell by the wayside, and I would like to, we are going to bring it back to life. And so we've talked about it a couple times here, and so I thought I would put together a little discussion page so that we can get more specific and decide exactly how we're going to do this. And one of the things I just wanted to say was, why are we doing this? Because from my perspective, we need to organize and track the progress of ongoing projects. It's very hard to keep up with everything. Each of you and Mark also have their own department, and there are projects in each department, and sometimes you're looking for something or whatever about the project and you can't find it. So this, I hope, will help us keep track of the progress and ongoing projects. We long and short-term projects, but not day-to-day activities. In other words, if you have something that you do every day, and it's not intended to be that type of thing. It's intended to be a project. And ultimately benefit to staff, board, and the community. So just wanted to ask if there were any comments about that, or if you had any thoughts about where we're going with this, if it seems like a good idea or...
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good idea. I think the pipeline could be really useful to track CIP statuses, so when they have a kickoff and stuff, we could add it to a list and keep a tracker there so that the community could see where they're at in the process for large CIP type projects, the ongoing type program type projects that really isn't feasible, but stuff even, you know, like right now with the hypochlorite conversions, we could add something to that and update it so that the community is aware of the process or the progress on it. But we could do that annual, like every month, but do an annual that matches up to our CIP.
Okay, that sounds good. as I saw it right now, it would be three departments, technology and water and sewer and drainage, and then finance. And so each department would do this report once a month. And get to it. What I was thinking about is in terms of what Eric was saying. So what we would be looking at would be, Eric, for instance, water, sewer, drainage projects, infrastructure, and then CIP projects, as you were just talking about, that we could, that would overlap perhaps with infrastructure or drainage or whatever, so that we could have a ongoing tracking of that information. Mark's not here, but these are just suggestions, actually. I was thinking audits, budgets, and one thing that I know would be really helpful is where we are and when we start on the integration of the new accounting system. And Andy, you've given a couple of good reports, but for those of us who are technologically challenged, I'm not necessarily sure what exactly they mean. So if you have a list of things that you're working on, if you could use this sure. to tell us what it is, just a couple sentences, and length of time you think it might take to do it, when you're going to start, when you finish it, etc.
Sure.
So, because I think I think that if we don't know what you're working on, we don't know what you're working on. So that would be really helpful in this type of a project reports. If there's an overlap, so say, Eric, you're working on something and you need Andy's help, I'm hoping that you will feel free to talk to each other and contact each other and possibly, you know, if it's necessary, just make a little note in the short description of what's going on. Anything else in that section that you want to comment on? Or
I actually have a question, because a lot of this is actually included in the reports at the board meeting. So are you requesting an additional report by each of these department heads at some other time during the month?
No, I'm what I'm thinking and what I've considered when we would do this is that whatever you put on here, you don't have to go through and put this whole thing on your report. If it's, I just would like to see it made available to the board, to us.
I don't disagree with that. What I'm saying is that it seems duplicative with the current reporting out that occurs at the monthly board meeting. So what differentiates these reports from that, and what's the timing that you're anticipating?
Okay, so what differentiates it is a collective organization of just projects. And instead of going through every one of these projects at the board meeting, my thought was we just need to keep track of it. And it's not a duplicitous report in the sense that there'll be other things on the board report or on the report from each department. And I didn't want to overwhelm the whole process at the board. When I go to look for something and I can't find it, or when I really would like an update on something, it's not necessarily something that is going to come up in a board report, because this would be an ongoing thing.
And I guess I need some clarification, too. When you're talking about projects, I think, and Eric responded to this, the CIP is a true project that's funded mm-hmm. through the CIP plan. And that's capital improvement projects. And so I don't know that there has been kind of a formal numbering or naming convention for other projects throughout the district. I think if that's what you're proposing, you know, I think it's been a little bit more like we have monthly and year-to-date budget reports. every month. Mm-hmm. And then we have a report out on the audit every month on the status of the outstanding audits. And then the new accounting system that is just, you know, in its infancy now. And so I'm just not really sure of, like, the, you know, the need for an additional report by staff.
Okay. I'm going to go back to...
And my job, I think, is to defend staff, to make sure that they stay on track with the things that actually have to get done, that we're working on, you know, all the time.
And we've talked about that, and I was assured that this was not an overreach or difficult problem for...
I'm sorry, you were assured by whom?
The people who were here, and Mark, that they could...
Okay.
That this would not be a problematic situation for them.
You know, I'm just back. So typically in the documentation on the board structure, the staff are supposed to report to the general manager, and the general manager gives out assignments. So I want to be respectful of that, you know, from an overall managerial perspective. So I think that's where they're not going to tell you no. It's not a, you know, you have a power structure.
Is that true? Would you have?
They're not going to answer that, honestly. I don't think. I think it's unfair to them to even ask.
So
I'm just saying, I don't understand, and I need clarification on the purpose and the necessity of additional workload for staff in reporting. Andy has several deadlines to finish up before September for Windows conversion work and for many other elements of the IT world. And to add on top of the monthly board meetings, you know, obligation to, you know, generate some additional report on, you know, a project that may not even exist as a fully funded separate project, that's an additional workload that that I want to make sure they're not having to do without a true need. And I understand the desire to be informed, and I think that there's a lot of information that is presented to the board at the board meetings. So
what I'm looking for is a collective report so that you can follow along month by month or 6 months at a time.
So, and I would...
It's not really, I guess what I'm thinking is that, or have been thinking for a long time, is that it's a good idea to know exactly where you are in some things. And
no disagreement here.
So I can only ask, and if they can't be truthful with me, then they're honest with me.
Any intent to not be truthful?
No, I didn't mean, that's not the wrong word, but I'm thinking of, you know, if you really think this is way too much and an overreach or going to cause a problem, I would hope that you would let me know that, because I brought this up about 3 months ago and we've been talking about it. And so
I think my concern is duplicative. Duplicative, not duplicitous, but duplicative, that it is a double effort.
Right, I understand.
Okay. But in a CIP, it's a totally different thing, because every year you have a capital improvement plan, and to have in all of those, that CIP, the capital improvement plan, incorporates multiple capital improvement projects, and I think having a report out on those at each and every board meeting is definitely something to do, as far as, you know, keeping everything informed. I think historically the district hasn't had the wherewithal to launch a lot of those CIPs that were included, and we're very fortunate to have Eric's with us, Eric's presence to help on those CIPs, and I think in the future there will be more. And I think the hypochlorite conversions are two great examples of projects that are actually, you know, in play this year and getting done. And so I do think, you know, there's merit in those. I think my point is that is something that we would incorporate into the regular board meeting and then post to the website so that it's there as a static element describing the progress that the district is making. And so my only comment is, why the additional reporting out? That's the part to me that doesn't seem very efficient.
First of all, these are just suggestions. And I brought them up and put them on a piece of paper so that we could talk about them. I'm not suggesting that we duplicate a report. All I'm suggesting is that we use some kind of tool to track it. And when you have reports at the board meetings, it's that what's happening at that point in time. And you don't necessarily know when we started, when we're planning on finishing, when we do complete something. I just feel that it's something you're already doing, basically. And so having to, the biggest part of the project would just be looking at the last thing that we did. And Amelia, I think you can probably pull that up, the last one of these reports.
This is the last one.
Okay. And if there's anything on there that isn't completed, look at it and decide if it's something that's worth pursuing. And then not necessarily including it in the when we start this.
Well, I would just say that you're talking about items in this report, at least the first four, that are 4 years old, and that we have had recent meetings where the board approved a plan for implementation of a new system that covers those four. And you were at that board meeting, and you helped approve it. So I don't think there's much else to really report out on that, because that whole transition takes time, but it takes time. And I think we're probably now looking at like a July 26 go live on that because of the process. So this will be reported out at each and every thing.
This is an old report. All I'm saying is that we could look at that and see if there's anything on it that we need to consider.
And I looked at all of the pieces, and many of them are in play, and I think they have been reported out on.
So then we don't need to worry about it.
That's, I think, my where I land on that.
Yeah. So then we don't need to look at it, and we don't need to concern ourselves with it.
Yeah, I think from my side on the CIPs, what we can create is a visual tracker that we bring to the board meeting, so that we do give updates, but I think with a visual chart and a visual tracker that kind of shows the progress, like on a timeline, then people can be aware. Sometimes it may be difficult looking at a year plan, because some of our projects won't kick off sometimes until one is complete.
Absolutely.
But I think from the CIP side, we could definitely produce basically like a chart that's in there, and give some context and discussion over it, but also have just a visual chart. And we may be able to work on posting that to the internet, because some of the CIP projects are quite costly. And I know as cost or as expenses go up, people are curious how we're doing in that. And also it does help, with funding issues in the future, being able to show those completions and targeted start dates and things like that. So I think this chart that you provided me, I can tell you from my the stuff that's listed to me, they're all ongoing. They all tie directly to the computer maintenance management system. Andy and I have been working together. He's been working with the vendor, so we've had contact, and we're starting basically from the utility side, and we'll be moving into the plants later on as the utilities gets live. Currently, what we've been working on is getting tablets and also getting the templates. And templates in a work order system basically are they are a template of the work that other entities and agencies experience. So a lot of times it's like, what does a water quality customer complaint look like? They've been loading that into the GIS tool. And GIS and CMMS are one in kind in this situation. So everything would be tracked to a property or to a location. So if a resident has repeated water quality complaints, we'd be able to see that and pull it up.
Okay. This is not as hard as we're making it. I think that all I'm looking for is just a way to be aware of what.
Yeah, that's what I was. So that I was giving you kind of an update of where we're at with CMMS.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the items that are listed in this chart of stuff for me, we're in the progress. So right now, but right now we're probably about 25% in on that, because there's going to be a really big heavy lift to get the plants up to date with that, and the water and the sewer plants will follow this list. But that's where we're at with that. The CIP stuff, going from like projects that we have ongoing, I could try to get that started at the next board meeting. This board meeting would be a really tight timeline.
No, I would not.
And so then I
have no
can
plans
just,
at all whatsoever.
I would just use kind of a sheet like this and just basically have a timeline like colored in ticker at the bottom, that as we move through progress wise, it kind of shows, you know, we're at 50%, we're at 60 or 75% of a project.
And okay. Linda, I'm just wondering, do you know what the acronym CMMS stands for?
No.
Okay. I think that might be illuminating for you. The CMMS stands for Capital Maintenance Management System. Did I get the C right? I'm thinking maybe it might be construction or computerized. Sorry, yeah.
You were close.
I was close. I had a brain blip. So the CMMS encompasses GIS, which is the Geographic
Information
System, which tells you the where everything is. And I think for at least the last 18 months, 2 years, there was reporting out on the GIS process and progress by Michael Fritchie, and there is a fully mapped GIS database of all of the plot points throughout the whole community, and that interfaces with the computerized maintenance management system, which then allows the district to better see where failures are occurring, where service is needed, and that kind of information allows the district really to move into the modern era, instead of being, you know, without visibility, not having visibility about where, you know, where problems are occurring and what work needs to be done, how many service visits there might be. So we have not had the CMMS, but we talked about the CMMS in the board meeting October, November, I think, and the firm that did the GIS mapping over the last couple of years is actually on the task of creating this computerized maintenance management system, which is, you know, the overwrap of technology on managing the water system.
In my eyes, that would be a day-to-day.
Yeah,
that would be something day-to-day. I'm not asking
for that. It is part and parcel of the four or five things that you have included in this report under asset management, land management. So I'm trying to help you to see that all of these outdated things in here have been or will be soon replaced by a modern approach to tracking those things, which are day-to-day. And you can't escape day-to-day with technology. It's all like intended to make it be less burdensome. So. And then additionally, I would say that even the cybersecurity concerns, those are something that Andy is working on, you know, with regard to just the overall IT environment. So I think these things they're not separate projects in and of themselves. They're part of the overall modernized approach to managing the district.
Well, I don't quite exactly know where to go from here. I was, pardon me? Oh, okay. Richard?
I'm fairly neutral on this. I could go either way. But I certainly see the benefit of this. I think, especially for members of the public, people aren't working on this every single day, that gives you the ability to step back and, hey, what's going on? What are you going on? And I think it refers to initiatives. I'm not sure exactly what to say, but, you know, it's what you're doing to change things, what's basically what's going on. And, you know, the monthly reports, they're progress reports. This report that you're proposing or has been done actually says, hey, what are these projects?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get that every month in the monthly progress report. So, like I say, I can go either way. I'm kind of neutral, but I do see the benefit of it. When I do look at it, I said, hey, that's kind of nice. You know, this is what you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you're going. And it's sort of, it's helpful to have that historical look, too. This is what we've done in the past, and it's done, but hey, this is the kind of things that we're going. So, like I say, I'm neutral. I could go either way, but I definitely see a benefit to it. And it is a different report. And like I say, you know, you sit back and say, hey, what is CSD doing? And that's what they're doing. I mean, what they're doing besides the ordinary day-to-day.
Right.
You know,
that's where I was trying to go with this, yeah. And I certainly don't want to increase the amount of work or duplicate it.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like that much work. It's just, you know,
well,
where are we, you know?
Yeah, and as I said a little bit ago, it seems like you're doing it anyway. I mean, you do it for the department heads would be doing basically this kind of thing in the department. If I'm wrong about that, then I need to know. But thank you.
It doesn't seem like it would be that hard to update it every month. So, but you know, I think other people would say how much work it is. So, okay. That's my two cents.
Thanks, Richard. Okay. I see this as something separate and something different from what we're doing now or what we anticipate doing in the future. It's a collection. It's a way of putting what we're doing in a very short, very simple format that would be helpful to not only the staff and the board who are not necessarily connected with your department, but also the community. And so anyways, I'd like to go forward with this. I'm not sure exactly. If this is, I don't know, I guess what I'd like to do is put it on the agenda for the next month and see, have everybody take a look at this and see if you feel that it's a burdensome task that's unnecessary, or if we can find a way to make this something that is helpful.
Dilly noted. You know, I would just make one final comment that I think that we need to come up with a working definition of what constitutes a project and then have a numbering system so that you know what you're tracking on and have some specificity about that. So talk about it again in May at the committee level.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody wants to talk to me about it, help me understand that this is not necessary or not a good idea, or it is a good idea, just let me know. Okay. Any other comments? That was my comment as a director. Any other comments from staff?
Do you mean generally, not with regard to just that topic? Are you on item five?
Item five,
question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question about the strategic planning with LRI coming up on the 21st. Is that going to be public?
It's not. We're still waiting on dates. Yes, it would be public.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard it as the 21st in the board meeting.
No, there's several different dates.
Okay.
And I haven't had a response from a couple of board members, and I don't think it's a good idea to do it without everybody.
Okay.
And so I'm waiting till the end of today to make a determination on whether we're going to go forward with it with the dates that I've been told is good for people.
Okay, and I, of course, want to be involved in that as the general manager.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's open.
Open
to the public. It's open to everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said it was not open to the public.
No, it is open.
It is open to the public.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are pre-meetings that are occurring.
No, there's no pre-meetings. We have a facilitator, and she is presenting. Oh, wait, there will be, it's a workshop. And so there will be like a couple things that you want to, for instance, visions, your vision for the community, your vision for your mission, you know, mm-hmm. projects and goals and all that sort of stuff. We're going to talk about them, and she's going to help us with all of that. Did you see the...
I've listened to the board meeting mm-hmm. audio.
Okay.
That referenced it. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her package yet, but I thought that she had some preliminary meetings to be had with staff and board.
Basically,
discussed.
She wanted to have a phone call with each board member, but
no staff involvement,
no
staff communication. I thought there was some reference to that in the action item.
There were different versions of the contract that
yeah.
went around, and the first version did have that, but then we kind of pared that
right.
down and pared it out, I think. Oh.
Make sure, okay. if you would, Amelia, make sure that Mimi has a copy of that last.
The most recent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great, thank you. That's all I had.
Okay. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you at 9:47.